This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts.
Is this Corn's version?
It is.
Nice. 5:23. Alan Jerry with you till 6 o'clock. We get you to Boomer and Geo. How did you do on your tasks during the break?
Okay, a couple things, Jerry. One, I looked up Andrew Catalan, and I got to be honest, all this time I was confusing him with somebody else.
What
I thought
do you
he
mean?
Was the big-eared guy who does NFL Red Zone.
That guy doesn't do games,
that's
though.
That's Andrew Siciliano.
Yes, but he doesn't do games.
Yes. Thus my confusion, Jerry. Very confused. This Andrew Catalan, I did watch his play-by-play where they had the camera on him. And he was very good. But I like him. I'm back on board.
You're never on board. How come in the past when you would hear that he was doing the game?
He's not a big name.
No, I understand that.
I like big names, Jerry.
Okay. Well, he's trying to become a big name.
I know.
This did help.
He is. The problem is all these old guys don't retire. Like Jim Nance.
Well, no, he's done after this year. Oh. After this tournament.
Well, about time.
You want Ian to retire?
No, but
okay.
Ian is a retirement age almost, and he's barely got a chance thanks to Jim Nance staying
he's
forever.
He's done 1,000 NCAA games. Has he called the final? No.
Right,
he
has that's become, what I'm
he's like the voice of the NCAA.
So I did that, so now I'm caught up on who that is. I went to Rick Pitino's Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And when you're 70, you've got a long Wikipedia. This guy's
absolutely.
Got, oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
The Wikipedia, Jerry. My favorite was his first scandal in 1977.
What was that?
He was at University of Hawaii, Jerry.
Pitino, was he the head coach? Or an assistant coach?
A graduate assistant at the University of Hawaii.
Okay, so that's right when he was out.
So
okay.
In 1977 at the University of Hawaii, Jerry, he got in trouble for, amongst things, handing out coupons to players to get free McDonald's.
Okay, that's not, I'm sorry. That's not a scandal. Come on now. That's when.
That's being a nice person.
Yeah, that's
get
when
yourself
the rules,
some McDonald's.
The rules were insane.
Yeah.
Were there any scandals at Providence?
Jerry,
there?
I got to be honest with you. There seemed to be scandals.
So he,
everywhere.
I guess he was at Louisville when this happened.
From Louisville? Yeah, he was at Louisville when that one happened. But there's multiple scandals.
So you've got that up. Was, and I don't remember this now.
All right.
He coached in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
Where did he coach in between?
He coached in Panathinaikos.
So is that Greece?
Greece.
Not Germany. Okay.
Yeah, the Euro
so
League.
He goes from scandal at Louisville.
Yeah.
Coaches in Greece.
Greece.
Not Germany. And then to Iona, or was there somewhere in between? Mm-hmm. He didn't go to some other school,
Iona.
Right?
No, he went to Iona.
Okay. So, and he coached for the Knicks, by the way.
Right. And
and Kentucky. So
yes.
You've got.
And the Celtics.
And the Celtics, right.
I forgot about the Celtics.
Yep.
Larry Bird ain't walking through that door.
Yep.
He wasn't there long, though, correct?
No.
He was there 1997 to 2001.
Oh, longer than I thought. Yeah. Okay. So, Providence, I think from Providence to the Knicks, correct? Is that right?
Providence to the, let me see, Jerry, this is such a lengthy.
He didn't go Knicks Celtics. He went Knicks Kentucky Celtics, right? Or was it, no, it wasn't Knicks Celtics.
He went
Knicks Kentucky Celtics?
He went Knicks.
Right.
Providence, Knicks.
Providence, Knicks, Kentucky, okay.
Boston.
Then back to the NBA.
Yeah.
Then to, not Greece, then to Louisville, because that's where the scandal happened.
Louisville?
Then Greece, and now Iona.
What a life.
Yeah, pretty wild. So he's coached at very high-level college basketball, the highest level when he was at Kentucky, clearly. The Knicks and Celtics, two storied NBA franchises, and a country.
Jerry, this guy's LinkedIn is lengthy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure it is. He's 70.
If you go to his LinkedIn, it is just one job after another all these years.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's talk a little baseball, Jerry. Enough with this nonsense known as NCAA tournament.
You started it.
The Mets had another scare with Brandon Nimmo.
Damn, that WBC, huh, Al? God
what do you mean?
Darn it. He must have got hurt at the WBC, right?
No, actually, I think this was at a regular spring training game.
Oh, you're kidding me. I think we should cancel spring training now.
Well, you can't do that, Jerry.
Why not?
Guy's got to get ready.
Why not? He got hurt.
Brandon Nimmo appears to have avoided a long-term injury.
Yes, he's hopeful of playing opening day.
Should be, it looks like a low-grade sprain to the knee and ankle. He was helped off the field Friday after hurting himself on a slide to second. Why are you attempting to break up a double play in stupid spring training? Are you stupid?
Because they're playing a game. That's what you do.
You don't slide. I would never slide.
What do you want
him
to do?
Training.
Run and have the ball hit him in the forehead?
Just duck.
Just duck.
Duck.
No, come on. He slid. He got hurt. It happens. What are you going to do?
Mets fans were getting all quite the tenses, Jerry.
I understand that. But it does look like they avoided a mess with him, and he should be okay. And at least he says he thinks he'll be okay for opening day.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the WBC.
But, you know, and this is not going to be a popular take. It was awesome over the weekend.
The WBC?
Even last night I actually watched the first three innings of the U.S. and Cuba playing in Miami. The ticket sale, the tickets on the secondary market are insane. Can't get a seat. The place is hopping like it's game seven of the World Series. It was pretty awesome. And last night it was Cuba and the U.S., and it was a split crowd in Miami. 50% we're going for Cuba, 50% we're going for the U.S. That's how it sounded, at least to me, watching the game on FS1.
Was it friendly in the stands, or was there a brouhaha?
I didn't see any brouhahas. I don't know that there were or there weren't, but there were a lot of people waving the U.S. flag. It was pretty cool, actually. And it's kind of my point to Sal, who hates it, and that's fine, and you can have that opinion. I'm sure G probably has that opinion, and a lot of people do. The lineup is ridiculous, and it's an all-star game of guys actually trying to play.
For the USA team.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Really was.
I did see that we lost Jose Altuve to an injury.
Yeah. Well, guess what Houston Sports Talk can do this morning? They can call it the Worthless Baseball Classic.
He was hit by a pitch on the right hand. He could miss, they say, 2 months or more.
It's possible. Imagine if that happened in a spring training game, we wouldn't be saying a damn thing.
That's true.
Yeah. What are you going to do? So guys are always going to get hurt.
WBC, it's just like playing in spring training. You play, you might get hurt.
I heard one of the guys, I don't know if it was, I forget who it was. They were talking about how you can make every case the position players are really going to be ready to hit the ground running opening day that participated in this. Now, the pitching's different. They have rules for the pitching. Like, there's certain, they don't let them pitch too long because they're really not ready to do that. But in terms of the position players, like, it looked great. It really did. Mookie Betts looks like it's July.
Yeah, but the problem is then, like, when August happens, aren't these guys all going to be burned out?
Well, they call it the dog days of summer.
Yeah, dog days of summer.
Maybe, but let me ask you this. Is it any worse? One of the guys on the American team was talking about spring training. You know, everybody complains about spring training games after the first week. It's boring. It's, you know, it's lazy. It's like, all right, let's just get to the season. These guys, instead of doing that, are getting, like, really good reps in.
So, and they're into it.
They're very into it.
And you're fighting for your country, Jerry.
Well, and it means something to them.
Do we play Iran in this World Baseball Classic?
I don't think Iran is in it.
Because if they were in it, Jerry, I'd go there and wave my American flag right in their faces.
I don't think Iran
is in it. Right in their fat faces.
Yeah, I understand.
Iran, number one. No, I don't think so. USA, number one.
Oh, they play the winner of Japan and Mexico.
Who
that
does?
Game is the U.S.
The U.S.
Yeah, the U.S. won big last night, and they play the winner of Mexico-Japan. That game is tonight. And then they'll play the championship tomorrow.
How about that, Jerry? We are rocking and rolling.
It is weird to see the Marlins Stadium that
crowded yeah. And, like, good baseball going on.
And then the Mets and Marlins, I believe they open in Miami next week or whatever, the 31st. It'll be game one, it'll be hopping. It's opening day. And even the weekend, I think, will be okay because the Mets are there. But, like, game four for the Marlins, you'll have 8,000 people
there. Yeah, it'll be lowly attended, Jerry.
Oh, my God. It'll be terrible.
Now, our brand-new closer for the Mets is going to be David Robertson. That's my prediction, Jerry.
He gave up a monster home run yesterday.
Because Edwin Diaz, with his injury, of course. But David Robertson, not a fan of the pitch clock.
Guess what? Live with it.
Unlike these other pitchers on the Mets who seem to love the pitch clock and seem to think it's an advantage to the pitcher, David Robertson says he wants to get rid of it. He says it doesn't give you time to have a conversation with your catcher.
We don't need conversations. Exactly. Pitch the ball. Let's go.
Let's go.
I actually love it. The one thing I don't like, I'm going to be now having watched enough of these games, the pitch clock to me is phenomenal. It moves the game along at a great pace. I do not care for the rule with throwing over.
Which is you can't only throw over a couple of times.
That to me is like, I don't know. That's not real. The pitch clock makes sense to me. This doesn't feel right. But that ain't going anywhere either, at least not for this year. We'll see if it comes back.
I think David Robertson has to talk himself into liking it. Like, I think like Verlander and Scherzer, they say they like it. Let's say they don't like it, but they're saying they like it. That's intimidating to a hitter. Knowing David Robertson doesn't like it, if I'm a hitter, I try to annoy the crap out of him.
You could, but I do think in the case of those two, they like to work fast.
Yeah.
Like, really like to work fast.
Give me the ball, let's
go. Was it Senga? Was it Kode Senga who did not care for it the first time? And then maybe he likes it. Yeah, like second time out, once he got used to it, he's like, it's actually fine. Or it might have been a Yankee. I don't remember. One of our pitchers in New York did not like it the first time out. And then the second time, he kind of adjusted to it. He says, not so bad.
And now he loves it,
Gives
Jerry.
You rhythm.
I like a good rhythm.
Gives the game rhythm.
Is Donald Trump getting arrested today?
I don't know. That's what he said.
So weird.
I have no idea.
It was a weird news item I saw over the weekend.
I was locked into sports this weekend.
Arrested for what?
I don't know. I saw the headline. I pulled an Al. I didn't read the article. I said, he's going to be arrested. Okay.
Did he mug an old lady on the subway? I mean, what's going on?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either, Jerry.
Why don't you look into that?
I don't know.
How about this
break?
I'll
wait until it happens.
You still have to buy your Princeton hoodie.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
And then look into Trump being arrested.
I'll wait till he gets arrested. Then I'll look into it.
Then we'll react.
Yeah, because if he doesn't get arrested, I'm like wasting my time.
I then read, and then we'll move on, I did read people tweeting, when he gets arrested, that now means he's a lock to be reelected.
Oh, because people.
If you've got a criminal record, I thought you couldn't be president. Isn't that a rule?
I don't know,
Jerry. Or a law?
I don't know.
And then he'd have a criminal record.
Well, arrested is not convicted, though.
Good point, Eddie.
True.
Score 1 point for Eddie.
All right, fair enough.
Count
then,
point.
How can you have an election if he's got to go on trial? I don't know.
It's not really
all that interesting, to be
confusing.
Quite honest.
Listen, we got NCAA Sweet 16. We've got Spring Training Baseball World Baseball Classic. We don't have time for arrests.
You've got the Rangers scoring 6 goals in the first period last night.
That's why I've got that as well, Jerry.
That was pretty good. How about
6 goals? I hope they won.
The Rangers score 6 goals in the first period.
Yeah.
They lost 10-7.
They did?
Wait
a second.
What's that?
The Rangers lost?
No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
They won 7-0. They score 6 goals in the first period. The Devils fall behind 2-0 and then score the next 5 goals and win. That's pretty good hockey right there.
Man, that's the type of game I would like to go to. A hockey game where 6 goals are scored in the first period.
Well, there was a game that CeeLo said clearly you weren't listening. On Friday, I think it was Thursday night, there were 10 goals scored in the first period.
Oh, yeah. No, I do recall
Remember
CeeLo
that?
Saying that. Yeah, but that was between two teams.
No, I know, but that's back and forth. That's goal after goal. The horns going off nonstop. You'd love that.
I do love that.
That's right up your alley. How can... My luck, if I ever took you to a hockey game, it'd be a scoreless game into the shootout.
Oh, I'd be like, come on, someone score.
That would not be up your alley. All right, 5:35. We're more than halfway home to the big program. Boomer and Geo at 6 on the FanDuel.